the cutest dog.
He might snore through the show, though.
That's cool.
This is pretty. I feel like we're on an island.
Pretty, huh?
Sounds like there's a breeze blowing.
Give it a second. See how pretty you think it gets. I don't think this song has probably ever been described as pretty.
Okay.
But.
Oh, no. There it goes. Suck my dick, bitch. Put your pussy in my face.
No, not at all.
I want to stretch your butthole.
What? No. Where can people see you live?
Well, mommies, as you hear the sound of my voice, Buns and I are in Portland, Oregon right now. As you hear this, hopefully you've downloaded this first thing Friday morning, because tonight, that is May 17th, we are at the Funhouse Lounge. 8 o'clock show is sold out already, so get your ass to the 10:30 show. If you haven't bought your tickets at 8 o'clock, you're out of luck, but thankfully there's a 10:30.
Don't sleep. That shit's going to be gone.
Don't sleep. And then after that, May 18th, Seattle, Washington, again with my sweet Bunzeroni at the Highline in Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Go to your mom's house podcast.
That's only one show. Seattle, one show only.
One show only. So go to your mom's house podcast.com and get your tickets in advance. Don't just plan on walking on up and think you're going to get them tickets. After that, May 23rd through 26th, Richmond Funny Bone, Richmond, Virginia.
And your favorite spot.
That's right. And then May 29th, Cobb's Comedy Club for one night only. I'm doing a benefit show there. I'm headlining that. And then June 6th through 9th, Cincinnati Funny Bone in the Dirty Natty. Isn't that what they call it?
The Nasty Natty.
Oh, sorry.
Not the Dirty Natty.
You're from the filthy Nasty.
Natty! Yeah.
What about you, Gene?
Yo, obviously, 17th and 18th with Tina, Portland and Seattle. May 31st and June 1st, only four shows over two nights at Comedy Works South in Denver, Colorado. Denver, please come see me. You're my favorite comedy city in the world. Then June 6th through the 8th, Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids. And I'll leave it there for now. And that's what's up.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Are you ready to start the show?
I've been ready. I've been done ready.
Guest? Are you ready to start the show?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Mystery guest. We're not going to say who it is yet.
Don't spoil it, Jews.
Should I speak in an accent until we figure it out?
That was so good.
Wow.
He does so many voices.
What was that? Swedish?
It was a little British, a little Dutch, and a touch of Chinese.
Wow.
Do you realize how many people focus on doing one accent, and you just said, fuck all that. I'm going to do multiple accents.
Absolutely. I'm very multilingual.
Let's start the show.
Don't stress. My wife comes later.
What are you doing, Nicola?
I'm not doing anything.
You are lying. I see you with my own eyes. You're touching her ass. Don't lie to me, you fucking bastard. You won't fuck her when I was all safe?
Of course not. I only fuck with you, darling.
She has nice ass. I know why you won't fuck her. You know what? You can't fuck our mate when I am out. Evie, please get me my strap-ons.
Okay.
It's on my cabinet. Take off your clothes. We're gonna have some fun here.
Okay. It's gonna be super. when I see you fuck with Eva with strap-on.
Take off your clothes.
What?
Take off your clothes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you very much, honey.
Not so fast. Put it on.
Wow, this is even better. She fuck you?
Actually, you won't fuck her. But I think it's more fun if she fucks you. Yes. Come on. Yes. Come on. Eva, come and fuck me. Come on. So, and go? Yeah, fighting. Fighting really good. So you want to fight her? No, she's fucking you. Yeah, it's good. It's better than she fuck you than you fight her. So, fight this asshole, the asshole.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You like that?
Wow.
You guys have, bar none, the best clips of any podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm very serious about
that. You're right about that.
I agree.
Now, the rest of the content, but I'm kidding. But the clips, I can't tell you how many times I'm like outside listening to it on my iPod, just cackling like an idiot at these clips.
That's awesome.
That Waka Flocka Flame clip killed me the other night. I can listen to that all night. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a camera in the studio with him recording that and Joey Diaz just standing there looking at it. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. About like, dog, you're not fucking saying anything. You're just making noise. He would lose. He would bring up. Yeah. I feel like he would bring up I can't even think of it, but not the Who, but somebody, some 70s rock band talk about, and he would just be like, that's real fucking music.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne never do this bow crap.
It's totally.
And he was on acid.
Oh, yeah. This one, it was funny because you were doing your accents.
Yeah.
Which you're good at.
Just the perfect Joey Diaz right there.
And I found that porn clip. And it's so interesting.
Where did you find that?
I don't know. But they, I like when porn clips or when porns are made somewhere else, but they're like, we got to keep the American English speaking audience
in mind. By somewhere else, do you mean Hungary, my motherland, where all porn is from?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I know. This is Hungarian, right? Or definitely Eastern Bloc.
This is
like Serbian.
It doesn't say,
shit.
But yeah, it looks Eastern Bloc as shit.
Albania.
And they just learned like say fuck a lot.
So great.
She is fucking you. You wanted to fuck her, and that, but she did say, "Do you? I like that." Fucking this asshole in his asshole.
Yeah.
So they
got
that.
I didn't understand
down.
That. Fucking his asshole.
Fucking
in his...
fucking this asshole in his asshole.
Fucking this asshole. It's like a tautology in philosophy. Right. When A equals A. I'm
it's
not
actually
sure
a very clever line on her part because the girl is wearing a strap on.
Oh.
Right? And she's fucking the guy. And then the wife is saying, no, you're fucking this asshole in his asshole.
You're fucking this asshole.
Her
in
husband.
His asshole.
There you go.
Wow, that is deep, man.
It is pretty deep, but I really don't appreciate the language.
Watch your profanity.
That's amazing. I love hearing that when they use Americanisms and pornography.
It
and
is so fantastic.
Don't really know.
Yeah, and you could tell like there's some of them, obviously, they really have their English down, but some of them are really trying. And it's just a few. They're like, yes, make... Fuck.
Make fucking all day. Push it. Push my ass.
Yes.
That's disturbing.
Yes is, I guess, the one that they know to just repeat that. Just say yes a lot. Did you know this? I had a meeting a few weeks ago with an executive here in town.
Yeah.
A woman who happens to be a lesbian.
Okay.
And I don't know. We were talking about a bunch of things. Somehow, pornography came up, and she was like, oh, I love porn.
Really? And I was like, meeting?
Yeah, at a meeting. And I was like, really? And she goes, oh, my God, who does it? And I was like, I mean, I was cool. I was like, yeah, yeah, you know, I don't have any problem with it.
Right.
Everybody enjoys some good porn. And she goes, yeah, you know what my favorite is? And I'm like, lesbians eating each other's boxes? I don't know.
Clearly.
And she goes, oh, no, actually, my favorite thing to watch is gay male porn. And I was like, hold on a second, what? Yeah. And she was like, you didn't know that lesbians watch that a lot? And I was like, no, of course not. And she was like, yeah, it's very common among lesbians to watch gay male porn. And I was like, how does it arouse you, or you watch it like as a gag? And she was like, no, it's very arousing. And I go,
how is that possible?
You're exactly saying what I said to her. And she was like, well, what I like about it is how into it they are. Like, they're so passionate about it. And I was like, yeah, but what about the fact that it's dudes? And yeah. She was like, oh, that doesn't matter. And I was like, doesn't that break the lesbian, like...
Well, you know, it does kind of make sense, because I like watching two chicks.
You do or don't?
I do.
Yeah, but you like girls, though.
Exactly. But maybe it's the opposite.
What about dudes? You want to watch dudes?
Not at all.
You don't want to watch dudes?
Oh, man. That sounded like he just missed a putt. Oh, man.
Or Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Dude on dude sex is to me the most repugnant of all porn.
Yeah.
It's just hard to... Yeah. It's hard to watch balls slapping into assholes. But, you know, I have a friend, a straight female friend, who shall remain nameless,
yeah,
who loves gay male porn.
But do you
that
think
makes
she
likes sense
it?
For
but
a woman.
But she's a straight woman.
No, but it doesn't make sense for me. Like, I don't like seeing dudes kiss, really, or doing that.
Here's how much I don't want to watch gay porn. Hmm. For that audio, I didn't pull gay porn. I pulled straight porn, and I just edited the part where the guys were coming.
You know what I don't like, and this is going to sound so stupid, but
yeah.
I don't even like it in television shows where people French, straight people, French.
Oh, Frenching, yeah.
Frenching makes me so uncomfortable and up close, like on TV or on
I don't like open mouth kissing, period. Like,
ever?
I don't like looking at it.
No.
I don't like watching. Like,
I don't
when
either.
They when there's
That's
a couple and they lead, someone goes like, with the open mouth lead.
Yeah, no, that's pretty rough sometimes.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your least favorite?
Well, the gay porn, I'm not a big fan of the two guys. I'm not a big fan of that. I don't know. Like, anything else? I'll watch it, but there's, you know, I don't watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
I just don't, because I'm a big story guy, and there's never a story. I want a story.
Are you serious? You're the guy?
I love...
You're the guy that has created the storylines for us?
No. I love when I watch a film.
Yeah.
I like story, and
right.
There's never story there, and it drives me nuts. Because
but
so
you're bad. The guy I'm saying who would watch a porn and be like, I'm not going to fast forward this lead in. I'm not going to go right to the sex. I want to see what the setup is, what kind of story is going on.
I would appreciate a little story,
really,
just a little bit.
Now, how do you feel about, because this genre has taken off in the last few years, exploded, and I've actually never went and purchased them, but I know about their existence. And that is the porn parodies of successful films has really taken, like, they spend real money on it now.
Those are huge.
Do you like those?
You know, I watch little clips of them. I can't sit through a whole thing because they're really, like, the acting's bad. They're bad.
Yeah.
But I do love the titles.
The titles
are the best. On Golden Blonde, I remember as a kid. Like, I must have been probably in elementary school or junior high, and just when I heard that, when I read that, I thought, that's hysterical.
Did
and
we
that
not,
was like the first one.
Did we not introduce you yet? I just realized that. How fucking retarded are we?
Yeah, you know.
No.
Why didn't you at least help us out and be like, hey, maybe you should introduce me?
I'm just here for the ride. And I thought maybe my voice was enough that people would realize.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Guys, listeners, check it out. We're very, very fortunate to have in our presence, and it's a rare treat because a lot of times you go, oh, I know who that is. I think that it's this guy or that guy, and you wonder, is it somebody who's been here before? Can you figure it out by the voice who's been here before, right? And you wonder, is it somebody that I feel has been in the Mommy Dome? The answer is no. It's not. You've never, ever heard this person before in here. And it is the one and only Tommy Lee Jones.
That's right.
How you doing?
To an Oscar award winning
actor. Tommy Lee Jones, everybody.
Do you like The Fugitive?
I love The Fugitive.
It was a good role for me. I enjoyed it.
Didn't you win an Oscar for that?
I did.
Wow.
Speaking of the Oscars, I hated the Oscars this year. They took that shot of me.
Yeah.
Made me look like I was a bad person or something.
Because of the Golden Globes, right?
You're right. It was the Golden Globes. It was not the Oscars.
It was not the Oscars. You go to so many, you probably
so many, you just can't remember. You can't remember.
I loved also No Horses for Old Countries that you were in.
Oh, I hate horses too.
It was great. That was fantastic.
I heard your agency sued you or something.
They always try to sue Tommy Lee. Yeah. You know how I am.
Do you live on a ranch?
Many ranches. Many ranches.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of you.
This is so stupid.
Guys, it's John Moore. He's a very talented...
Welcome impressionist. To Mommy Down.
Impressionist. Writer.
Philanthropist.
Philanthropist. Comic.
Horse lover.
Do you do stand-up ever?
I used to.
Yeah?
Years and years ago. In high school, I would do it.
You did it in high school?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In what city?
Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy on Broadway.
That's still around, right?
It's Comedy Off Broadway.
Oh.
Now. And then I did there was a club in Huntsville, I would work, Alabama. Can't remember.
Where'd you go to college?
Went to David Lipscomb University.
That's a big school I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's a big name you've never heard of. It's a small school. It's in Nashville.
Oh.
Wow.
So Nashville's great.
I just went for the first time this year. I'd never been before.
Oh, did you get the chicken I told you about? Did you go there?
No, man.
Dude.
I know. But you know how it is? Look, on the road, I love food. I get the best food recommendations. If that place you recommend is not in walking distance of the hotel.
Or on the same block or in the lobby, it's not going to happen.
Me too.
They don't deliver.
A new level of laziness when you're on the road. Yeah. I've already gotten so many recommendations for Portland and Seattle. And I'm like, I hope that shit's right on the block that we're staying on.
Dude, that place is not in walking distance of where you're performing. Like, I lived in Nashville for over 10 years. I didn't even know about it until after I left.
What?
Yeah, I saw it on TV. I'm like, wait a minute, that's in Nashville? And it's called Prince's Hot Chicken.
Ooh.
It is no joke. It looks like regular fried chicken. So hot. And like, if you get the mild, your mouth is going to be burning. And if you get the hot, forget about it. And they won't even sell the extra hot to white people.
Really?
You can't.
If you're a white person, you order the extra hot, they're like, no, you can't handle it.
Wow.
How can your race determine what type of heat you can handle in your mouth?
Hey, they're making the chicken. They know.
They know.
Yeah. And it's open to like 4 a.m.
Oh.
It's in a part of town where you probably don't want to be.
Yeah.
But I tell you, that is the worst decision when you're drunk and you're like, I got to eat some spicy hot chicken at 4 in the morning. Dude. Could you imagine waking up?
Dude, they serve.
So that's for your benefit.
Oh, they serve it on white bread. They just set the pieces on white bread so it soaks all that in.
That's good.
But you feel it the next day.
You definitely feel it.
For sure.
I feel like, what was the, there's a place in Kansas City that somebody took me to at like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not like, there were people, a lot of yelling in the parking lot.
There you go.
Lot of very
scary
similar
yells.
To your
Cleveland
to your Cleveland experience. Hi, of just people yelling out,
I ain't going out like that
in the parking lot.
You know, it's so funny. Wait, sorry. So you went to Kansas City somewhere like that?
Yeah, and they took me, and here's it was a small place, like,
yeah, it was a small table,
10 tables kind of thing. You wait. Their specialty was one of their hash browns was a specialty because you get like a breakfast food, and then they made homemade cinnamon rolls there.
Get the fuck out of here. That's delicious.
And it's open to like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Ugh.
So let me see. Is this me right here?
There's a place in San Francisco on Divisadero called my brother-in-law's barbecue.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, brother-in-law's. Huh. And you stand in a line.
My brother-in-law's.
No, just brother-in-law's. Okay. And it's black owned, and they chastise you. It's one of those places where, like, what you want, white girl? And you're like, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come in here. I didn't even know where I was.
Crying motherfucker.
Yeah, totally. And then if you order too much, they'll tell you, like, no, you can't have all that. Like, they're real shitty to you, but it's delicious.
Watch your profanity.
Maya, do you know that Maya Angelou does not curse, no profanity? She won't even allow it in her home.
Maya Angelou?
And it's Angelou. I just watched her on Oprah's Super Soul Sundays.
Okay.
I know a little bit more about her than you do now, okay?
I like when people address situations like that. Like, I know
everything there is to know about her now, guys. And she... she had somebody telling a racist joke in her home once, and she could hear it across her house, and she walked over and she was like, is that your bag? You can pick it up and leave, because I will not tolerate profanity in my house. And I was like, what?
Because they were telling a racist joke?
She would hate hanging out with our friends. Yeah, it was like a racially inappropriate joke. I don't know if that person dropped an N-bomb or was truly horrifically...
Yeah.
It just, she does not allow negative language negative... And she shouldn't, because she's Maya Angelou.
She's Jesus on earth.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking she would hate stand-up comedy, though. She would hate comics.
God.
They're so inappropriate.
But I feel like in her... Like, if I knew that she was within, like, a 12-block radius... I wouldn't curse or say anything offensive either.
She's amazing.
You know, she is amazing.
I respect her.
Yeah.
But I bet she would be horrible to hang out with. Like, you would not want to go.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wait, why do you think she'd be so bad?
Have you been listening the last few minutes? Yeah.
No,
she's not. Mr. Obvious. But no, she just looked like she would have no fun, and it would be so serious.
It would be very serious.
We'd be talking about suffering.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't want to... You know, did you see the game?
Well, yeah.
Right.
No, but I would go to her. I'm saying I would want to spend time with her for that time where I'm like, I need some type of spiritual fuel right now.
Yes, fill me Yoda with your knowledge.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, hey, it's Saturday night. What's up, Maya? Like, I'm not talking, you know.
She's not
one to party with.
No.
But I want her to adopt me the way she adopted Oprah. Oprah, it's
on the
like
show?
Her surrogate daughter.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, I'd be one of my Angelou's kids.
Because it would be great, though, if you're having a bad day, things aren't going well, and you go, just everything sucks. And she'd be like,
see,
Thomas, I want to talk, not yes. everything, as you put it, sucks.
A bird hive has many fortresses. And you're yes. like, what, Maya? I don't yes. understand you.
I think she would inspire me.
See, I think I would go to the Dalai Lama if I could go.
Ooh.
Really? To,
yeah,
he doesn't say much, though.
Oh, he's great. He's great. The Dalai Lama's awesome.
How do you know he's so great?
I've seen him several times.
Really?
Really?
Yeah,
in person?
Yeah, he does a little, like I saw him at UCLA once and then at the Gibson.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And he's like a really, like, he's a funny dude. Like he's
wait,
just, he's happy.
He's
does he speak?
Yeah.
I didn't know he speaks.
Yeah, he totally speaks.
I thought he totally speaks.
I thought he just silent and nods and shit.
You think he just stares at you like Braco? What's his name?
Brazzo. Yeah.
The stare guy?
Yeah. Brazzo just looks at you.
No, he just, he laughs and like he's got this great smile.
He speaks English?
Yeah, it's broken. Like it's bad English. Like he'll yeah. he'll some like he'll
loser.
Talk slow. Yeah, exactly.
Talk American.
Exactly. Where are you, buddy? But he's like he's inspiring, and he's like this peaceful man. He's just he'll sit there and he'll answer questions, and you know people ask these serious questions, and he'll give a funny answer sometimes. Like he's yeah, I would recommend seeing the Dalai Lama.
I'm gonna write that down.
Whoa,
see the Dalai Lama.
You just inspired me.
Yeah.
How do you spell but Yama? You know, is it two L's? The Dalai Yama?
I think it's one.
It's one L.
The Dalai.
And I think he's about to hang it up, or if he hasn't.
Yeah, there's a new one. They already have the new one chosen. New one. Yeah.
That's so weird. Like I was buy that for a second.
He's the new one is going to be is like
ow.
Like the Eddie Murphy movie. It's a little kid.
That's
how they're chosen.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's a little it's the chosen one. What's it called?
It's Will Smith's son.
Right. Jaden.
He's the chosen.
The Emancipation Proclamation.
What is up with that? I just saw him. Like, please tell me.
My mic.
Why is he doing that?
Funny you should ask, because I have the article right here.
Oh, please inform me.
Please inform me. Okay, so here's the. This is from yesterday. The story has changed a bit. It says Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith are clearing up emancipation rumors following a report that Jaden, 14, was looking to become legally free from his parents. The father-son duo, who are also After Earth co-stars, set the record straight on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Well, that's where you want
to
go.
So Ellen says, I just heard you're trying to become emancipated. Is that right? And here's the answer this kid gave. This is the fucking most bullshit show business answer. See, here is the thing that you need to understand. I'm not going anywhere, Jaden says. Doesn't that sound a little bit like his mom? You know,
yeah.
She's really annoying. The thing that people don't get is everything at this house is free. So I can get anything and everything at this house. So I'm going to be there 20, 30 more years, he continued. Well, that doesn't sound like a bunch of bullshit, huh?
You know what this is? This is a publicity thing for the movie.
Is that right? Does this have to do with emancipation or something?
You just want to get some more press before the movie comes out.
You're definitely right.
That's all it is. Because I mean,
so
who's
gross.
I don't know a lot about Will Smith. I know a little bit about him, but I can't imagine he'd be the type that the kids would, I got to leave. This is too.
Oh, really? No. I think they're monsters.
Really?
Monsters.
Oh, I think that has to be one of the most unbearable, egotistical, narcissistic show business families.
You may be right there, but I guess what I'm thinking is, you know, when you hear about these emancipation cases, it's usually because the parents are sucking the child
yes.
star's money from them.
Oh, sure. Right.
I can't imagine Will and Jada having to do that.
It might not be a money thing.
I think it's that kid really has grown up so
yeah, he's
not
an adult.
Like anybody else grows up.
Yeah, he's a
and an adult. Not only did he grow up like around like the two star parents, he himself became a star. But his like if you were a normal child star, you would be a child star and your parents would be regular people and you'd be the one who's like, oh, like, you know, I guess this is how you act. He grew up, became a star with a superstar parent. So I think he equates himself,
yes.
his level of fame. He's like, I'm just like my dad.
Of course.
And so I need to be out.
Well, they pushed him in. This is why I don't like the Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, whatever family. They think that the Will Smith's sperm and Jada Pinkett Smith's egg are so goddamn sacred. They are so talented that every piece of Will Smith sperm that meets her egg must become show business talent.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting to watch them push their kids into this terrible fucking business. I can say it, effing business.
Watch your profanity.
It's disgusting. Would you ever, Tommy, if we have a child, push that kid into show business? It's the last fucking place.
I mean, once they can speak and talk and stuff. Yeah.
Here you go, kid. Here's a cane. Start dancing.
I think with them, I don't mind them pushing the kids into it because you know, they. It's not like if they fail, they're going to be poor. They're taken care of for life anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, who cares?
I know, but it ruins their little egos. It ruins their little...
It's ruined just by being who they are. Like,
for
they're,
sure.
They're horrible people just because of what happened. Horrible people. That's terrible. But they're like, you know, they're affected just because of who they are. So
I got to say, I mean, I hope this is not too offensive to say, but Will Smith is the type of guy that I think wears loose jeans.
Oh, wait a minute. What kind?
Low, loose jeans.
And you know what I think too? I think they're light wash denim. They're not even like dark denim. They're dad washed
and that
light blue denim.
That's as rude a thing as I can say about somebody.
Pretty rude.
I hate that. I hope he gets emancipated. I hope he gets out of that house. I would too if I were him.
John, you wrote one of the funniest things we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if our audience is aware, but you were a writer, creator, right?
I was the executive producer.
And a writer.
I was there since the beginning, but...
The Joe Schmo Show.
Yes,
which I thought was so hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome.
To the listeners that don't know the show, it is a reality show in which, competition style, let's say in the vein of a, like a, what is it? Like a Survivor type, Big Brother type format. But the thing is that everybody in the house is an actor except for one guy. And that one guy doesn't know that everything is being done for him.
Thinks it's all real.
Thinks it's all real. And the show follows these ridiculous storylines that somehow you go, they sell them. They're in line with what you've seen on other reality shows.
Exactly.
But they're more ridiculous. And when you see somebody acting them out and you know it's an actor, you're like, how is this ever real?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I put the, you know, this season they were competing for a job to be a bounty hunter, which is ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah.
And so I had one of the characters, like Marley Matlin has always fascinated me with her interpreter. That dude just makes me laugh.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you're bringing this up because I was going to bring this up.
I mean, he just makes me laugh. So I'm like, okay, we got to have a deaf contestant.
Oh,
yes.
So good.
And she was amazing. But, you know, we'd already sold it and we'd gotten it approved with the stories and everything. And I turn on MasterChef, and they have a blind contestant on there.
On MasterChef?
Yeah. She won.
How do you cook blind? You cut your fingers off, don't you?
You know, it was funny because she had an assistant who could tell her what the food was.
Wow.
But she couldn't say, like, okay, it's brown on top. Or,
she
had to do it all by timing. And she was great, too. Like, she looked like her
Could she say, could the girl tell or could the assistant whoever say, like if she reaches, she goes, "That's carrots." Like,
I think she can do that. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
But how? Because she couldn't do her own cutting. I'm assuming, like, I'm prepping.
No, yeah, she definitely. She
does,
did.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's amazing, right?
It's so amazing.
But the show, man, and I got to say, kudos to you to these amazing storylines. The writers on the show, you guys all wrote hilarious, hilarious stuff. And the actors were so good, man. They were so good.
Oh, man, those actors. That was, you know, it's the third time we've done it. And
that's right, because it was away for a while, right?
Like 8 years. Yeah,
8 years.
You can't do it a lot because then people figure it out. But, as you know, and Kristen Wiig was on the first season.
That
was her
idea.
First big show. And but this cast, from top to bottom, I think is the most talented cast as a whole that we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, they were ridiculous.
And how fucking great was Lorenzo Lamas, man?
Oh, my God.
You got to get him in here. He'll totally come in and do it.
Really?
Let's get him.
Totally. He's doing stand-up now.
Oh,
what?
Geez.
Yes.
Wow.
I loved his banana hammock sales pitch, though. In the
so
middle. It was so funny.
To people that haven't seen it, we really, really love the show. Can people watch that show somewhere now?
You know, I really don't know, to be honest.
What?
What
kind of EP are you?
Well, it's over. You know, it's done.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you can somewhere. I think it's
Netflix?
Not Hulu. It may be Netflix, but I feel like there's Spike.com. You can probably still watch
Spike.
It.
Oh, Spike, yeah, sure.
And that kid, the schmo.
So good.
Aww.
Was he was seems so sincere.
They always are.
He's the best human being I've ever met.
Oh. Really?
Like, it's ridiculous. You know, I was a little upset at first because, you know, we had the cast bring their comfort items and
yeah, I remember that.
You know, we had a model
And she was showing her modeling portfolio, and the picture started out pretty tame, and then they just got to full beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of wanted to see what how he'd react, and he would see it and then turn away.
Oh.
And then in his interviews, he was like, you know, I know my mom's going to be watching and my wife, and I don't want to do anything that would make them, you know, think I'm somebody I'm not. And
wow.
Like, aww. He, every time something sexual came up, he would leave the room or turn. You know, we had a chick doing jumping jacks in heels, topless chick doing jumping jacks right in front of him, and he's just kind of looking away. Like,
aww.
Jesus.
He's so good.
He's sweet. I remember the very first Joe Schmo show, and mm-hmm. the guy that they picked for the first Joe Schmo, I remember just being on, like, tenderhooks. Like, when they tell this guy, he's going to be super pissed, right? And he wasn't. He was, like, the nicest guy, too. Like, I think that's prerequisite for being the mark on these shows, is you kind of have to be a really good person.
Yeah, on this show particularly it is, because, you know, we don't want people who want to be on a reality show.
Yeah.
You know, if you like, want to be on a reality show, we're probably not going to cast you.
Yeah.
And it's got to be somebody that the viewer is going to pull for. Like, you want them to win.
Now, yeah. One thing I did miss on this one was the reveal. I didn't see the reveal.
Dude.
Is it amazing?
So good.
Now, before
it's
the reveal.
Better than the first one.
Really?
Yeah. It.
Before the reveal, I mean, you give us, I know on the show there'll be little insight, little clips, like they'll show the production trailer, you guys, when you're like, oh shit, like when something's about to go wrong. Did right. you have, there's got to be like real oh shit moments for you internally when you're like, fuck. Because the whole show can fall apart, right?
Constantly. You're constantly worried about it. And the reveal is like the biggest moment ever, because that's when he finds out all these people that he's become friends with, that he's formed personal relationships with, not real.
Yeah.
They are not real. And it, you know, it's a big thing to take in. And if you're not the right person, it could really mess you up.
But he took it.
He took it phenomenal. And it was great because we had Lorenzo Lamas win.
Yeah.
And so he was really dejected because he lost. Like
the Joe was.
Yeah, because he thought he lost, and he was super dejected. And Lamas, man, one of my favorite lines of the season. And just the way he delivers it. You know, when we get to the part where it's like, somebody here is an actor. You know, raise your hand if you're an actor. Lorenzo raises his hand, and Ralph's like, no, Lorenzo, I mean a real actor.
Oh.
And it was so, so funny.
That's hilarious.
Lamas. The first time I met him, we were kind of pitching the show and see if he was into it. It was such a Lamas thing to do. He was leaving the next day for Turkey to do some club openings.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I haven't been to Turkey since I filmed The Love Boat.
Aww.
And you're like, oh, man, that's so Lamas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's perfect for that guy.
He's the nicest guy. He's super funny. Like, he's a great improv actor.
He was great. He was great on that. I mean, I love the, I think it was the first episode when he's like, when your guy gets like the master bedroom.
Yeah.
He's
like, I think I belong. I'm more used to stuff like this. Like,
yeah.
That whole, that so good. Thinking of like, I'm more like used to nice stuff. I think I would be more comfortable here. And your Joe's like, all right.
Yeah. Gives it to him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it was the most, one of the most frustrating things about that show is that scene, Lorenzo worked on it with him for like, you know, 15 minutes in the bathroom, which ends up getting cut down to like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to him later, and Lorenzo was just throwing these brilliant lines. And, you know, we just don't have room to show it all. Like, I want everybody to see everything, but you can't do it.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Now, are you working on any shows that we can talk about or no?
Not that we can talk about.
But all I want to make sure is that you're employed.
I'm employed for now. Okay. For now. And it's not Joe Schmo. Everyone's thinking, oh, you can't talk about it. He's doing another.
Wait, why did you stop doing stand-up? Because I don't know. Why did you stop?
You know, I didn't like the idea of having to spend 8-10 years going from club to club. I was like,
so much fun. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Neither do we.
You know, when you get to a certain level, I'm sure it is, but it's like.
Yeah, I wonder what that level is like.
Yeah. keep going.
Not there
but
yet.
I was like, you know, I'd rather just write it and make TV. And
well, you're good at it, man. You know, you're very good at it.
I try.
Wait, what's your Twitter real quick so we can.
At J Holland Moore.
At J Holland Moore. It's H-O.
Not Tommy Lee Jones.
Not Tommy Lee Jones.
At J Holland Moore.
Okay, and that's two L's.
Two L's.
And two O's.
Two O's.
Okay. I'm at Tom Segura. Christina's at Christina P. Mm-hmm. One thing that I tweeted today is I tweeted my very first headshot.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen it?
No.
Panty dropper. Be careful.
You might not even be able to handle it.
I don't think you're not ready for this.
I know he's not. I want to get your genuine reaction. This is my very first headshot.
First headshots are always great. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Is that you?
That's me.
Shut up. That's not you.
That's me.
That's him? Tommy. That's what he looked like back in the day.
Dude, you were almost as handsome as you are now. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Fox. You still are, boo-boo.
Here, you can see the name on that one.
Wow. Yeah. Good, clean living. I actually...
This is 25 years ago, of course.
Well, were you 12 there?
Yeah, 12.
I actually got a... I think what could be a lesson in karma from Twitter. Because, I tweet a lot of pictures of you as a bear.
Yes, you do.
And it makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
And I got kind of that treatment on Facebook, and it was horrible.
Really?
What happened? Yeah.
It broke you up?
I shouldn't even tell you.
Tell me.
And I'll show you the picture.
Okay.
You know, I know I'm not a handsome man, but you know.
I think you're gorgeous.
I have a personality. I'm happy, and ladies, I'm generous several ways.
Are you cooking some right now? Are you cooking some puss on the side? Or
No, I have no game. I can't cook anything. So a friend,
so cute,
posted, took one of my photos from Facebook, and did a side by side, separated at birth.
Show me.
It's so mean. It can't.
Oh
be good.
My God.
Yeah, and you know, when I first saw it, I was like, I don't think he looks like me.
Oh, no, and then
read the comments.
and then there's... Oh,
no. I was like, oh, that's funny. He doesn't really look like me. Then started reading the comments. Okay. I'm like, oh, I'm crushed now.
Okay, so we got to tell our listeners...
Yeah, tell
them.
That it's Ariel Castro.
Ariel Castro.
The Cleveland kidnapper.
Oh, I know.
And most of these people that commented, I don't know. So...
Barleycorn?
Yeah, well, that's my college nickname.
That's a good one, at least.
Go, Johnny. Go, Johnny. Go, Johnny. Be good. Is this what you're talking about?
No.
Those are the comments I see there.
You're looking at the wrong picture.
Oh, okay.
You're looking on that one.
Sorry.
You got to look
on the aerial photo?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see. Okay. Doppelganger.
Somebody I don't know.
Yikes.
Yep.
I thought that too.
What killed me. That I thought that too. Like that.
Like so, it's premeditated. Yeah, like people have been sitting around discussing this.
Everyone thought that when they saw the picture.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Isn't that tragic?
Plus, John, look at the bright side. You got your Halloween costume covered for free.
Strangers.
Wow.
Oh no.
Yeah, I see it. I see you. I see it.
It's brutal.
See?
I see a little bit. Maybe. Maybe the shape.
Being a bear ain't so bad after all.
Yeah. Rather be an animal.
Yeah, I'd much rather be a bear.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, that's pretty
I've
rough.
Only ever gotten I've gotten Martha Plimpton. Remember her from Parenthood?
Yeah.
I can kind of see that.
You know,
that's a stretch,
the
man.
Funny thing was the last time something like this happened. Well, it's not the last time. It happens quite a bit, but I did one of those websites where you put your picture.
Oh no.
Swear, I'm not lying. Uday Hussein with a bullet in his head.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. It was so awful.
Oh.
And just recently, when we were doing the Schmo, a cameraman, like everyone knows, I'm the executive producer.
Yeah.
A cameraman comes up to me and goes, dude, you know who you look just like? And I didn't want to hear it. I'm like, okay, who? Because, I mean, dude, you could play him in a movie. Who? Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, you realize who I am?
No.
Wait, can I do a profile picture for that one?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's fantastic.
It's awful.
That is hilarious.
Now, they just did a film with him, and who played him in that HBO one? Do you know what
Alfred
about?
Hopkins.
Is that what's his name?
Anthony
Hopkins. Is that his name?
No.
Anthony Hopkins did play him in one of the movies. They just did one with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. And they.
But
did
there's
one.
Another actor who did it too. Because they're like they, of course, the year that they release an Alfred Hitchcock movie about him, they release three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. What the fuck.
But one, I am not going near a caricature artist ever.
Oh my God.
That would be just the worst.
That's hilarious, dude. Hey, did you hear about this? This was sent to me. I have some audio for this, too.
Okay.
So a woman, an American Airlines pilot, was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger refused to stop singing Whitney Houston's hit song, I Will Always Love You.
And that's the best thing I've ever heard.
On a flight from LA to New York.
Oh my God.
And her crooning became way too much for the passengers and staff on the flight. So the pilot was forced to change course and land in Kansas City so that she could be escorted from the plane.
Oh my God. Because
she would not stop singing. Would you like to hear some of the audio?
I would love to. Christ. Thank God there is some.
Now you will hear that the flight attendants are making announcements to tell people to stop photographing and put their cameras away. But it's pretty. This is when she's being removed from the plane.
No one's taking photos,
Holy
dummy.
Holy shit.
That Can is you amazing. Imagine
if that was what somebody was doing in the seat next to you or the seat behind you?
So disruptive. Now, when did she start, though? Did she start before they took off?
No, shortly after takeoff. She did it on purpose. She knew what she was
doing.
Why would she do that?
Yeah, like, what's the utility in that?
I think for the attention.
You think?
Yeah, sure.
Or mental illness.
Or just maybe people don't recognize, you know, her skills. Pretty good.
I couldn't listen to that for a flight.
For a 5-hour flight?
But you know what I could listen to?
I have a really good idea of what you could listen to for that long. Oh, where'd it go? I fucking lose these all the time.
Bow, 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 bow. See, another impression right there.
You did it.
Right there.
That was really good. Pretty good. John. Wow.
I really can't find them.
Bow, 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 bow.
The thing is, he does it for a 5-hour flight. He doesn't do it for a second.
You know, when I first heard this, I thought it was just a loop of him doing it once. Then when he breaks in, so good. So good.
It is. He's really.
Unbearable.
What up, Gaddy?
North.
On the bottom. Fucker. What? Bow, 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 bow.
That is a multi-platinum artist right there.
This guy's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
Get him. Get him. Get him.
Get him.
Get him. Fucker Valley. What?
I think my favorite is when he goes, Flocka, 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 Flocka.
Yeah, I like that the best, too. Flocka, 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 Flocka.
Flocka, Flocka,
this part.
Flocka, 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 Flocka.
It's good fun here.
Flocka, 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 yeah, yeah.
Tom, Segura, Tom, Segura, Segura, Tom, Tom, Tom.
No. How?
Could you imagine if this guy was sitting next to you on the flight?
I would be super amused.
I would love it.
If a guy was doing this on the plane, I would let him do it for 5 hours.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow.
Waka faka.
There you go.
It sounds like he's punching. It's like a video, like a workout. Bow, it's bow, bow.
You know, fucking 5 hours, though.
I took a red eye one Thanksgiving. You know, you're just trying to get home for the holidays, and there was Steve-O was on my flight.
Whoa.
And this has been years ago. Not clean Steve-O, drunk Steve-O.
Oh, shit.
He was yelling the entire flight.
That's fun.
Just nonsense. I'm trying to sleep. I wanted to like, I didn't know it was Steve-O.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, who is this? I want this guy to shit like it. And I get off the plane. I'm looking for where it came from, Steve-O.
Yeah,
how not surprising is that?
Oh, not at all.
Jesus Christ.
I will say that that Whitney Houston song, probably one of the most difficult songs to sing. I can't think
that's
of...
That's a tough song. You're 100% right.
I can't think
right.
of a song that's more difficult to hit that note. That did is you ever
see? Did you ever see the Chinese, the little Chinese fat boy who went
yes.
on Apollo?
Yes.
And sang, you saw it?
Yeah.
He really hits the notes.
He can do that.
That's tough. It's tough to hit the... The fucking the notes.
Right.
We'll always love you.
It's tough.
Do you think that they broke into applause when she was off the plane? I bet you they did. I bet you that plane was like, I love when an aircraft's like, fuck that shit, man. I bet every single one of them did.
I wonder how much of a delay. Like, how much a delay did that cause? Like, that would drive me nuts.
If you had a New York meeting, do you know how upset you would be about that?
So upset.
And then, and to tell that story, we landed in fucking Kansas City. We're here 3 hours late because
it's travesty
of fucking Whitney Houston.
You know, I don't think it's that hard to get kicked off a plane and have that happen to you. I know somebody who was just giving the stewardess some static, like just a slight bit of back talk, yeah. and they'll fucking throw you off. They will.
I've seen it on a flight I was on.
For real?
Uh huh.
That where they did they land already?
No, we were away from the gate. So we were going to take off,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't go back to the gate. We moved away from like the takeoff sort of terminal. We were on a smaller regional plane, stopped right there, fucking opened the jet door, stairs go down, cops came on board and removed a woman. She was the one who was getting kicked off, but she had her husband and her two kids with her.
Ugh.
But the reason she got kicked off is because she... mouthed off to a flight attendant who told her something about like she was going to breastfeed, and she was like, why don't you just go why don't you just worry about pouring drinks while I'm doing this and don't tell me, like, and the flight attendant was like, you just I don't remember exactly what
well,
she
that sounds like she was being helpful
yeah and that flight attendant, well, the thing is, the people will go, well, why can't she say that? Because then the flight attendants worry about, what if I give this person a command mid-air and they don't obey what I'm saying? Because they're already...
combative
yes.
and shitty.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I'm surprised that they let drunks on planes, because I've been on airports and flights where there's a large party of just hammered retards. And
the morning,
like, come on in. You're like, why are you letting them on this fucking plane right now, dude?
The morning drinking has always astounded
me. That's my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, the people who are like... You're on 7 a.m. flight, and they're just like, fucking gin and tonic, man. Fucking
oh, yeah.
7 a.m. Let's start pounding
them. Boy, Bert does that.
Yeah.
Bert pounds so many drinks. And he also pounds them at the airport before the flight.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Not on vacation or anything. Not like, oh, we're on our way to Cabo for a weekend of fun. This is every flight.
Yeah.
Every flight. And, you know,
oh, shit.
That guy, he'll probably live another 3 or 4 years.
At least.
Yeah. Oh my God! Wrong. I
was going to say.
I was like, wait a minute. Are we doing this? Is that really happening?
We don't know you well enough.
If the words aren't giant, you know.
Wow. Just
button on a fur coat. That's what I bet it looks like.
Oh my God.
Well, this is serious music because this is your first time in the Mommy Dome.
It is.
As you know, we like to have our first time guests give us a complete. Dental history, a dental update. So, what's your dental history?
Love this.
Oh, please.
And I can't believe I'm sharing this.
Okay.
I've got a messed up grill.
It doesn't seem that way, just so you know.
I try to hide it the best I can. All right. I grew up in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
My parents didn't have a ton of money.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't poor by any means, but we had a nice house, but everything went to that. So, dentistry was not a big thing with us.
Okay.
I went to the dentist for my first time in fifth grade.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Ask me when the next time I went to the dentist was.
John, when was the next time you went to your dentist? Or to the dentist after fifth grade?
About a year ago.
Wow. This is a huge update. Now,
I was so scared.
I don't blame you.
So rightly scared. So, yeah.
How did that visit go?
It was interesting. I told him up front, I said, look, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I got issues. We got to get in there. And I had to have a tooth pulled.
Okay.
And I want a bunch of fillings. I can't remember
how many.
How many
is a bunch? Approx 12?
I don't know if it's that many, but it was 3 visits. They did, it took several visits.
Wow.
To do it.
But that's not so bad after a lifetime of no visits.
Yeah, and the thing that really made me happy was there was no pain. Like,
good.
And I always thought the dentistry was like so painful, but there was nothing. Like, he pulled and drilled and did all kinds of things. I never felt it. It was the best.
That's great.
Well, there you go.
And I bought a water pick a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. Wait a minute. So, John, let's walk through this now. Had you flossed all the time?
I can't floss.
Okay.
Can't floss. That's why I bought the water pick.
Okay. What is it that bothers you about flossing?
My teeth are so tight. Okay. They're so tight that it hurts. It's very painful.
Okay.
Now, I got to say, You look like you have a nice smile.
Yeah, I would never have known.
I never
this.
Smile with my teeth.
Really?
They look great.
Yeah.
I would never have
guessed.
It's
a dimly lit room. But yeah, you guys have a water pick? Do you use them?
No, no.
We're flossers.
Holy
We're flossers,
mackerel. You got to get a water pick.
Really?
Tell
it's
us.
It's so amazing. It's just like floss. It just shoots the water through. And it's powerful. In fact, I've only got up to level 3 using it, and it goes all the way up to 9.
Oh.
I just did it on my hands.
So it's just like flossing?
Yeah. The water jets shoot through your teeth and around the gum. It's awesome. And it's kind of fun when you've had a big meal and you go in there and use it, and you see like bits of food and steak and stuff running through there.
Exciting.
It shoots right back into your mouth, though, right, the food?
No, the water shoots it out because you keep your mouth open, and
It
comes out the bottom.
Okay.
But the guy, when he sold it to me, because like I would have started on 9. Mm-hmm. I'm that kind of man.
Sure.
I'm going right to the top.
Fuck yeah, you are.
He goes, be careful with this. If you go too far, it can put a hole in your gum.
Oh.
I'm like, what? So, and it's powerful. And I use 9 on my hand, and it stung. Like, there's no way.
Really?
Yeah, there's no way you could ever get that high.
Now, my concern is the temperature of the water, because I have sensitive to temperature teeth.
I do too.
Okay.
So I just make sure the water is warm when I put it in there.
Oh, you can control that, is what you're saying.
Well, you fill the reservoir up before you start, and you just start with warm water.
I want to get you love. Are you on a dating site?
No.
No?
What, John?
What the fuck, man?
I have a lot of issues. This is why I'm not, and I will tell you why. I know it's stupid, but I remember in Nashville when these things first started coming out. I was working on a show, and like 2 of the hot chicks came to the office. They're like, you got to see this. You got to see this. And they pulled up the dating site of one of the crew members. And they just started railing on him. I'm like,
that's just cruel, though. That's just
it
mean.
Is cruel, but like I think, oh, that's gonna happen to me.
No,
or and I'm.
Can I tell you something else, though?
I put up Ariel Castro's photo.
You can't help that you look like Ariel Castro.
I can't.
But first of all, when did that happen? What year was that?
I would say 2004.
Okay,
it's been a long time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's almost 10 years ago, and 10 years ago. It was more of a
stigmatized.
It was stigmatized, and people did mock that because they figured it was just the most desperate of the desperate finding each other. That is no longer the case.
Yeah, no, it seems pretty smart. And I know people have gotten married that way.
Oh, so
I do too. And it's I know, and I know a lot of people who have had success and have success going out and dating. It's all about your time.
Yeah.
What it's providing a service for you that cuts out a lot of the bullshit. Instead of walking into a place or waiting to be introduced, that's essentially how you meet the best people. It's just a forum for you to be able to do that on your own. You should definitely sign up for it, man.
See, my problem is I have no game, and I'm a nice guy.
But like, that's
I can't
why
be
you should
a
do
jerk.
It.
I can't be a jerk.
You don't
to
have
people.
To be.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Look at Tommy Segura on me.
He was probably a jerk, and you didn't know.
No, never.
I know,
but I did have that pretty good looking.
Well, that's true.
You did have that headshot in your pocket. Yeah. What's up?
I have a friend who got married, and like she was having a horrible first date. She didn't. She wasn't into the dude, and when he left, he was like really awkward. And instead of giving her a hug or a kiss, he just gives her a back high five as he's walking, and it confused. She was like, "What is that?" And it made her want him more. They're married today, 2 kids.
Well, see?
Dropping but loads.
Like, he was being rude by accident.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, the nights that I've had, I've had some success, and it's, I was like, I wonder how that happened. And then I went back and thought about it. And there was one night I was calling a girl, introducing her to friends by the wrong name. I didn't realize it. I thought I knew her name, and I didn't. I was just calling her the wrong name. And then, like, she's giving me her number.
Mm-hmm.
Purely accidental rudeness.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's necessarily cruelness, but it's aloofness. Like Jackie O, aloof and mysterious, and that's always attractive. Someone that doesn't give a shit.
Well, yeah.
And what people.
What
think.
You can't do. What you can't do is when you start going out with somebody. Okay, if you date somebody, if you go out on a date, particularly if you're the guy. Actually, it goes both ways, but. If you're a guy and you go out with an attractive woman, on the first date, two dates, three dates, you can't be like, I'm so happy to be out with you, and I'm so and whatever you and
no
and,
way
no
dude.
I'm saying and like essentially kiss ass.
Yeah.
If you kiss ass to anybody, but particularly if you're like, oh, I'm really like this person, and you show it so much, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. I do open doors.
But you don't have to be a dick. No, that's fine.
That's totally great.
Totally open the doors.
But you can't just be like, whatever you want. Whatever you want. Yeah. No. If you're that, like, that type of overexcited, you got to tone that back. That's it.
You know what it might be, too? Is it's sexual energy, because women are the prey and men are the predator. So if the predator doesn't act as a predator,
mm-hmm.
and the relationship
that's probably true.
Switched, if you're slightly effeminate, or we sense that, at least with me personally, I shouldn't speak for all women, if I sense that I can dominate over a guy or push him around emotionally, I'm not talking physically, that's a turn on. Like with you, you would never let me, and you still don't. Like if I'm rude or something, you know, you kind of put me in my place, like just a quick slap to the face.
Right.
Maybe you slap my breasts, let me know that I'm not doing this right.
But you respect that.
Quick correction, yeah. Like
you like it.
Lawn.
You like it.
I know. I like that you push back. Yes, I think that's a necessity.
That's for you.
For a woman to have respect for a dude.
Yeah,
I've been in a lot of friend zone situations.
Sure, man.
You can't get out of that.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can't.
You know the best thing to do when the friend zone happens?
Yeah. What do you do?
Leave.
Get the fuck out. I agree.
Get out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Stop hanging out with her.
Absolutely.
Stop texting. Stop emailing.
So I shouldn't kill them.
Well, you can do that too.
Okay.
I wish 34-year-old me could go revisit 14-year-old me though.
Oh, man.
What would you tell 14-year-old me?
Dude,
I would tell 14-year-old me not to be so excited.
Yeah.
And like, like I'd tell him to be more aloof. It's going to be cool. You're going to crush so much more tail if you just dial it back a little bit.
Yeah.
The terms, we're saying nice. I was very nice, but like I also would. I was also just feared rejection so much.
Oh, that's my.
I would not make.
Let me tell you about the first date I had in college.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this was horrible. I didn't like. I got some vibe from this girl. I didn't really like her, but I'd just gotten to campus and like wanted to just go out and have fun.
Yeah.
I pick her up and she mentions she's hungry and we're going to see a movie. And it was the worst movie. It was that John Belushi biopic, Wired.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So bad. And we left. And I was like, so you want to go grab something to eat? He goes, no, I'm not that hungry. So that was a sign, number one, that it was a really bad one. I'm walking to class the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was still doing comedy back then, so I would listen to people around me. And the two guys in front of me are having a conversation. They're like, Shannon had a date last night. I was like, uh-oh. He goes, finally? So I'm like, oh, that's even worse. He goes, yeah, horrible date. Horrible date. It was me. I was right behind him.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's scarring.
Yeah, of course.
That sucks. That's horrible that she would share that. And
in less than like, this was an early morning class.
So. And that's before text messages, so it wasn't it wasn't even like, I wasn't into him. It was like she had to actively talk to people.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck that bitch.
Exactly.
Yo, man.
She can
suck
it.
Oh.
Watch your profanity.
That pig can suck it, because where is she now?
Hopefully in a trailer park.
Hopefully in a trailer park.
That's what I
do. Or in your fucking
in your basement. Shed. Yeah.
Well, I bury them in trailer parks.
Yeah.
Of course. So hopefully she hasn't been discovered and moved.
Duct taped in your trunk.
Hey, I want you all to go on a culinary journey with me.
Ooh, where's that? Where?
I see these things at these convenience stores all the time.
Okay.
They look so disgusting. I've never tried them.
Yeah.
So I want to do this together.
Yes. Okay. What do you got?
I have. This is.
I'm so excited.
Last night. This is a burrito de mango.
Oh.
Have you ever had one of these?
No.
No.
It's like a mango fruit wrap.
Ew.
Shaped like a burrito.
How many did you get?
Just one.
Oh. That looks like a one-way ticket to diarrhea town. Is that like one of those Mexican treats where it's dipped in chili?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is an LA treat. This is what you get from the ice cream truck.
So, hey, can I put this out there?
I've had.
I want to.
Oh, it looks like human
rip
flesh.
Off a piece.
It looks like skin. This is going to be real
gonna be
crazy.
Bad?
It's Mexican.
It's a burrito.
You know what they used to have too is like prunes dipped in chili.
Yeah,
I've seen those too.
Yeah, those too. Those are LA treats. Let's see. Oh, it's so sticky.
Smell it. It smells like a farm.
Ew.
It does.
El Super Leon Burrito de Mango.
Come on, let's do it together.
All right, hold on, man. Oh, wait. I think I've had this before.
I want to know if it's possible. Okay go.
One, all right,
ready? Two, no. Three.
I hate it. Get it out of my mouth immediately.
Oh.
Ew. Ow.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's making me gag.
It's not good.
It's making me gag.
It's like salt. It's supposed to taste like mango.
There's a burn.
It's super salty and burning.
Are you happy, Ariel? You happy with what you did?
That's how I get them in the mouth.
Oh.
Do you like a burrito?
See, wait a minute. But now I like the aftertaste.
There's a burn. It comes with a burn.
It's a smooth burn. Wait, now I kind of like it.
I don't even know how to describe
it. I like the aftertaste.
I really don't know what to say.
You can't eat a lot of it.
The guy, like, they had two flavors, and one of the guys, oh, you like these? I love these.
Ugh.
I go, did I get the right one? He goes, oh, you got the right flavor. That's better than that.
Oh.
Ew.
Okay, I want to ask this.
Oh, thank you for bringing that, John.
I
really
went
magical.
I went on a run.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It was on Wednesday.
Ugh.
Right? Was it Wednesday?
I don't even remember what
no,
day
it was.
No,
it was Tuesday.
Now.
It was Tuesday. A couple days ago. 2 miles.
Yeah.
You know, if it's cold, if you ever like run in the cold and it can hurt your throat.
Yeah, I mean,
like this food.
You wouldn't know it by looking at me. I've done 2 marathons.
What?
You've done 2 marathons.
2 marathons, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Recently?
About 4 years ago was the second one.
Damn. But you know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the perfect person to ask. I'm so glad I'm asking you. It wasn't cold. It was actually warm that day, which is why I'm thinking about this more. I ran 2 miles. Okay.
Yeah.
Mile back and forth. As soon as I got back, it was hard. I was sweating and, you know, I was like exhausted. Not, you know, to collapse, but I was just tired, right? And whatever. Came back. We did the podcast. And I noticed as we were doing it, like I was kind of like having a little bit of like irritation in my chest and throat. I was like, I was swallowing more. Just felt irritated.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it's possible that on that run, because ever since then I've been like this, coughing, and if I inhaled something on the run.
Well, it sounds like you have AIDS.
You think I have AIDS
I
from
knew
running?
It.
Yes.
I knew it.
Where part of town did you run in?
I was running in... in Pasadena.
Predictable.
Is there a hospital around there?
Yeah.
See, that's what it is. It could be tuberculosis.
It's probably TB.
No, it's probably nothing. You can't get sick running.
But I mean,
especially if it's not cold.
I've gotten worse. Like, you know,
but it's not related to the running.
To that run?
No.
20 minutes after that run, I was.
Yeah, but see, bothered. If you hadn't gone running,
still would have happened.
It probably would have happened.
I agree.
Later.
I think that activated, it accelerated what you already had brewing in your chest.
It may have accelerated, but it didn't cause it.
No, there's no causal relationship.
If you're listening, I want you to contact me and tell me that Christina and John are wrong. I want you to tell
me. You want
me.
People to lie to you. You just want a reason not to run again. You're like, I can't run. It makes me sick.
Oh, that's interesting.
Run, it makes me sick.
I think it's
how did you build up the stamina to run a marathon?
It was awful. So God. Awful. It's terrible.
Sounds amazing.
I did the LA Roadrunners, and it's a group that meets out on the beach once a week for a long run, a group run, and they take you from couch potato to marathoner.
Oh,
really?
It's
yeah.
terrible.
What'd you start with?
I think the first day we only ran maybe 30 minutes, but it's a slow, like you get into a pace.
Wait a minute. The first day is 30 minutes?
I think so. It may have been 20.
What pace are we talking about?
Like we, that first day we did 2 minute walk, 2 minute run.
Okay.
And they add 5 minutes like every week. And, you know, it takes you up. So you only do the long run once a week. The other times it's just 30 minutes and 45 minutes on a treadmill.
Really?
Or outside, but just like you run for 30, 45 minutes. And then you eventually get up to like 22 miles before the
God.
I went to 20 before the marathon. I'm like, that's enough. And then you go back down and back up. And like, it's great. I was in a group, like the group I was in, it was like amputees and asthmatics, man, because I was like the slowest group. There was literally a man who was
amputees and asthmatics.
The first year I did it was 90 years old.
Wow.
And I would struggle to beat him every week. Like he would be ahead of me, and you know, but he was there, and like he did it. He ran marathons every year. He was 90, so it worked.
Jesus.
Wow.
But it was rough, and you know, they got a little ticked at me because I would always wear my iPod. Like, they don't like you to wear headphones.
Yeah.
Why?
They want you to be able to talk to people.
I don't like talking
you're not supposed
to people.
To talk yeah, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, but it's like encouraged. Like, if you're running next to somebody and, you know, they need to take their mind off it, they'll start talking to you. And I don't want to talk
terrible.
To them.
Yeah.
I just want to listen to music.
And they would actually tell you, hey, man, like, why do you wear your headphones?
They would suggest, you know, we'd have meetings at the end. You know, your group is a great run, you'd stretch and, like, you know, we kind of wish everybody wouldn't wear, you know, if you're wearing headphones, you probably shouldn't. But I did it anyway. I'm like,
I think that would be the last time or the last place I'd want to have a conversation is
with me it is, yeah.
Just trying to keep focused, try to keep it together, try to keep from pissing yourself, because I understand that happens when you run a lot.
Yeah, I mean, well, people in the marathon, which it's kind of disgusting because when it starts, there's so many people at the beginning and it takes so long to get up there. You'll see people stop on the side of the road, pee.
Yeah.
You'll see people, women too. Women will squat down there.
Good. I like that.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Have some decorum. Like, I never peed on the side of the road during the marathon. I always found a porta potty.
Oh, so really?
You stop and you find the porta john.
Yeah. And it takes a while, but like, I'm not running for time.
Don't let the top people, though, like, wear something? They wear diapers or something, or no?
No.
No?
The top people are done in 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Wait, so you can run? I mean, you have to hydrate a lot before the marathon. So don't you have to pee naturally? Or
no, it comes through.
A lot of carbs?
Oh.
Carb up the night before?
Oh, yeah. That was the best part of it.
Yeah.
I was so happy about that. A little pasta and bacon. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Oh,
I like that.
But, you know, you have to wear the tape over the nipples.
Yeah.
Or your nipples will bleed.
Right.
Which I thought, that can't be true.
Yeah, it does.
And then, Jesus, I had some chafed nipples there after one of those runs. I'm like, you got to take care of that.
What happened to your weight when you were doing all this training?
I was probably about 30 pounds lighter.
30 pounds, wow.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I hate every minute of it. I hate every minute of doing it. And that's one of the reasons I did it, because it made me work out.
Yeah.
Like, it made me do it.
Jesus.
Wow. So you trained for a month, you said?
Oh, God, no. It was like, we start in August or September, and then the marathon was in March.
Wow.
They take you. Like, it's a slow
build.
Slow build.
Yeah. I like that, man.
I got to tell you, that's one thing that's not going to be on the bucket list. Like, I think, you know what, and it's not that I get it, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I really do. I think that's an admirable, it's something so far out of my abilities.
Oh, it's not.
But it,
that's the thing, it's not.
But I've never enjoyed physical fitness. Even as a child, I hated running. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I hate every second of it. Like, it was, and I'm probably do it again because it does force you to kind of get in shape. But I totally cried when I crossed the finish line.
You did?
Oh yeah, totally.
Because of how emotional you were about it?
Because it was just like, that's the most brutal thing I've ever been through, and it's over. Like, it was intense.
Wow. I feel like life is hard enough for me. Like, I, you know what I mean? You know what's intense? Like, getting to and from my shrink's office today. It was intense in traffic. It took me an hour and a half. I was livid.
I've never gone to a shrink.
Oh, it's so great. Another one. I highly recommend it.
I tried it. I liked it a lot.
I don't know if I could do it.
It's great. It's easier than running a marathon.
Yeah, it probably is. But I'm Southern. Like, we don't want to talk about everything to strangers.
It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good after you get through that. I liked it. I might go do that again.
Yeah, you should. Find somebody you really dig. That's the key to it, is to find somebody you trust and you like. Because there's some shit fuck. I'll say it again. Shit fuck shrinks out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for you, John. That's really amazing that you did that.
I want you to find love. Will you please try a dating site?
I don't know. Everybody keeps trying to get me to
come
do
on.
It. Yeah, I don't know. I can't commit. I'll tell you this. I've become more open to the idea.
Okay, that's the first step.
That is the first step.
What you just said right there is that you're willing to do a 2-minute walk and then a 5-minute run.
There you go.
That's true.
So we're going to build on that. And you know what? 7 months from now, you're going to be on the site.
Be emptying my clip.
You're going to be
dumping
your clip. And
dumping the clip.
You got to dump your clip into different women, and then
well, maybe
when
if there's somebody
you don't like those women,
fuck off.
Maybe if there's somebody listening now, if you like Mr. John, just send us an email. Maybe we'll make a love connect. Are you in the Los Angeles area? Are you interested?
I thought you were
funny
asking if
gentleman?
I was in the Los Angeles area.
No, you clearly.
What about him and Jeanette?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right.
Your cousin, you think?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
You want to dump your clip into my family pool?
Oh, man. See, that's dangerous. Like, if it went wrong, then it's like you're going to look at me like I killed your cousin.
No, I won't.
Nah.
But I'm going to actually kill her.
Yeah, that's right.
So I won't kill anyone. Make that clear.
Do you like single moms? I got a stepsister that has a deadbeat baby daddy.
You know, I'm becoming more open to that, but I don't, you know, raising someone else's kid.
I hear you.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot.
It's okay.
It's a lot. And I, you know, I.
What about your own kids? Would you be open to having?
Raising my own kids is rough. No, I would love to have kids. I absolutely would.
Oh, okay.
You should plow my cousin. See what happens.
Yeah.
Did you say plow your cousins?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Dump your clips and cousins.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
All right. We got to get out of here.
We got to get ready to go to Portland.
We got to go to Portland. We got to wear our jeans
up. We got to pack all our jeans still.
We do. This was a lot of fun. Would you do this trek again, even though it took you 3 hours to get here? Will you do that again?
I would.
Yeah?
It wouldn't have taken me that long because I was working in Venice.
Yeah. But you just didn't do that.
I had to take a dump.
Oh.
So bad. And I can't do that at work.
Are you serious? You're
Why?
One of those people?
I've got it. Like, I just started there, and you can hear people through the, like, it's very thin.
Oh, the walls.
And I've got a thing with that. Like, I don't like public bathrooms to take a dump in.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've gone home from work many times to do that.
Wow, really? Good for you. You know,
not
some
the same
people
day.
Can't.
Yeah.
I should. I used to, when I worked at an office, I looked forward to it because it would. So it's an excuse to get away from your desk for a good 15 minutes.
It absolutely is.
Yeah. And I would really take my time, really blow it out. Ugh. In fact, one of my bridesmaids at our wedding, she discussed my shits when we worked together in an office. Remember that? She gave a speech about how I love to shit. Rena.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
It is.
It was really
I got to tell you one thing I don't like is like we went to the dentist. I went to the dentist. They have a bathroom you can use that's attached to the lobby.
Yeah. It's too loud.
No fan.
No
fan. Oh, you can't do that.
How are you going to sit there and, you know, what if you got to go?
That's rough.
It's very rough. Very rough.
Ugh.
All right.
Whose is that? Is that your breath?
I don't know who that is.
That was you, Lee Hegging.
No, it wasn't. No.
That's Lee Hegging.
So you were late, though, because you had to take a shit.
Yeah, I was like, I got to go home. And I thought I had plenty of time, but then I looked at and see that your mom's house is like 2 miles from the Mexican border.
Okay. We are.
All right. But how did the shit go? Was it good?
Yeah, talk
it
about
pretty,
that.
It was pretty good. You know, it was just normal.
Yeah.
You know what? I had a New Year's resolution this year, and I've stuck with it. I'm no longer buying cheap toilet paper.
Good for you. Look at you.
And I've stuck, like, we're 6 months into this, and I've stuck with it, but my toilet clogs at least 3 times a month.
Oh, no.
Why?
After that. I guess
after the nice toilet paper.
After I went to the nice because it's thicker and.
Oh wow.
Well, you're not using baby wipes though, are you?
No.
Okay, because that'll destroy
your plumbing.
Don't
flush those.
And don't flush dental floss. Apparently, that'll ruin
some shit too.
No, I don't do that either.
Well, enjoy. You know what though, John?
I feel like a treat when I use the good
toilet. That's right, and you deserve it. You've got your water pick. You've got your good toilet paper.
Oh, you deserve it. More importantly,
the sky is the limit.
Yeah.
Your asshole deserves it.
Yeah, I think so.
You do it's boxers happy. Or briefs?
A boxers.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Let them breathe.
On occasion, a boxer brief.
I like those a lot, too.
But, I think those look best on gentlemen. I'm a fan of the boxer brief, personally.
Yeah.
Not that I wear them, but.
I like the air. I like the boxers that breeze.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we could just wear skirts. I really do.
You can.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Go to Ireland. Kilt.
There's always a weird guy at weddings that has the kilt
yes,
on. And you know he does. He's just doing it for attention.
Well, I just saw a guy get off the airplane wearing a kilt from Detroit. And that's one of those things where you're like, all right, asshole, I get it. You're the guy that wears a kilt in Los Angeles. Oh, you're so cool. It's just a ploy for attention.
Totally.
Right? He's not Irish. That's not his heritage.
I remember, I'm always conscious about how I went to get to the bathroom. I was doing a show in Nashville, and we went to the border of Kentucky and Tennessee, the rest stop.
Mm.
And the bit was our version of jaywalking. We would stop people and make them pass a quiz about the state before they could enter in the next one.
Yeah.
And we saw this guy. He was walking up to us really fast. Black guy, white silk suit, like top and bottom hat. He's walking right toward us. We're like, all right, let's do this. And he goes, no, can't talk. And when he passed us, big brown spot on the back of his white suit.
Wow.
He was like, I know why that guy can't stop and talk to us. He didn't make it, but he was trying to get. Ugh.
I had a boss once that did that, and he had on white linen pants. And Eric saw it, and he goes, I just saw a big brown spot. I'm like, no, dude. And sure enough. Somebody made some brown. You should not wear white linen if you can't handle the responsibility of white linen pants.
You got to be a grown up to wear that.
It makes me happy to see, but I wouldn't want to be that person.
No.
White pants are, and even white t-shirts. I mean, I buy those, you know, from Target.
Correct with your t-shirt?
Well, no. I get like a yellow armpit stains in all of my t-shirts. I can wear a white t-shirt for like a week before that develops. So I like to buy, I go to Target, I get like the men's V-necks, like six packs at a time. Like disposable shirts.
I was getting ready to say, if you are crapping and it's showing up on your t-shirt,
something's really some good. Issues. Someone's got a talent that they need to share with the world.
Some issues.
We got to run.
All right, mommies.
I got AIDS. Okay.
Oh, I love you, mommies. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys. Thank you, John.
Anytime. Thank you, John. Thanks for a treat.
Anytime.
Residing from the South Bronx, maintaining 39 wins, 40 knockouts, and no losses, is the undisputed beatbox champion of the world.
Came out, many couldn't guess my name. Now worldwide, feel the effect, scratch my name. Rozelle, now rewind that. Slow it down, you find that the way I designed that. No reverb behind that, not in my contract. I'm busting all over the while your girl down with the 215, LFF, Don S, R-O-O-T-S. No need to remind us, she far behind us. Trying to high beam, blind us, be catching shiners. Bought a nickel plated nana. Blasting holes to your designers. This is for you prima donnas. Call my personas like piranhas. I got you second guessing and sweating like saunas. If you learn from the second lesson, no question you want it. Painted facial expressions from minutes to seconds to dormant. I love them, it feel good to see people up on it.
Excuse me. You got milk? You got milk? Come on. Give me some milk. I'm thirsty.
All I know that's a bad mother. All I know he's a bop 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 bop
Who's the man? Rozelle's the man, so yo, pass the method. 1200 styles, crush a crew without no effort. Let me flip my vocabulary, vocal acrobatics, microphone dramatics. I can jam like automatics, 9mm, 12 rounds, one in the chamber. Russian roulette, you can bet there is danger. Number 5 in the billboard, with the bullet. 1 million in my power, you know the style. Let me pull it, cause I'm about to blast ya. Take the mic, then harass ya. Switch up speeds, without the weed, then I pass ya. 1999 octane, because I gassed ya. Watch me join jet on you, son, like I'm NASA. I damn like to come on from NASA. It's the sound effect master.
And I'll destroy anyone who dares go against me.
All I know, he's about to drop some issue now. All I know, that's a bad mother. All I know, he's about to drop some.
I got your mouth wide open just like the Grand Canyon. I'm true goy to this rap game. I got game. Call me Denzel with the rap name. I got aim. He's on fire like a coal in hot flame. Cause my pasta nooses, produces, the prognosis. Kids doing a from coast to coast, kid. That's what the doctor ordered. So say I take you 3 feet high and rising like De La, say la V. I'm your super MC. Got the S on my chest for you to buy my LP. Check the outlets for cassettes and CDs. Sam Goody, block busting up your HMVs.
Look at please.
Ask your mama for some cheese. Tell her you need some restitution like them Vietnamese in Vietnam. Cause Rod Zell drops the ball more complex than text than your holy Quran.
All I know, that's a bad mother. All I know, he's about to drop some ish now. All I know, that's a bad mother. All I know, he's about to drop some ish now. All I know, that's a bad mother. All I know, he's about to drop some ish now. All I know, that's a bad mother. All I know, he's about to drop some ish now.